WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenTheRef.com presents the Boonville Football Show, a weekly look inside the Pioneers program featuring head coach Darren Ward and a member of the Boonville team. The show is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville the State Emporium, by Pizza Chef, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Mike Carey Agent, and by The Freeze Ice Cream. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
Getting ready for week two of the high school football season from the Pioneers element of things. Boonville 0-1 on the year to start after a 14-7 loss against Paoli. We're going to talk about that with the head coach, Darren Ward. Hello and welcome. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. So we're also going to talk about the positives from week one, namely the defensive side of the ball, stopping the run. They were nails in the box. We're going to talk about that with Coach Ward, but all of it is thanks to our sponsors, Pizza Chef, TF Ice Cream, Mike Carey, the agent from Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville State Emporium, and Award World Trophies. All right, this is week two of the Boonville Football Show, and it all starts with the head coach, Darren Ward, waiting on deck on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, open 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees. Plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. And mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
And we're back for week two of the Boonville Football Show with the head coach, Darren Ward. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you, Coach. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, you got it. So let's talk about week one, a narrow loss, and all the scoring coming in the fourth quarter. Paoli 14, Boonville 7. What was the difference in this game that ultimately led to the 0-1 start?
Well, I mean, I think it's obvious. I mean, we put the ball on the ground four times. We, you know, four turnovers to none for them. And, you know, and it's tough to win any Friday night when you're, you know, having turnovers like that, so and not creating any, but you know, give credit to Paoli. They came out and played a clean football game and physical game and stuff, like we expected. But you know, just couldn't capitalize in some situations, and those situations resulted in a few turnovers.
I'd imagine it's pretty frustrating because there were moments in the game that you guys were moving the ball pretty well, and then you know the fumbles that cost you, and that's football. How is that addressed, if at all, in a week leading up to week two, like the one we're in right now, to try and figure out how to rectify that?
Well, I mean, I think you're always talking about ball security in situations like that. You know, and we're not going to put any added pressure on anybody or anything like that. I mean, our kids understand the importance of possessing the football, but a couple of them, you know, we snapped the ball a little late, so, you know, there in the second half, one of our turnovers, we hit a motion guy with the snap. So, I mean, that's something that's easy to fix and take care of. It just, those things kind of happen sometimes, and it happened in a critical situation. But, you know, and another one was, you know, on one of our fakes with the running back, we just kind of caught him with the football on his hip and stuff. And, you know, little things like that, that's what we work on a daily basis and stuff. And, I'm sure we'll get those things taken care of this week as we move into you know, this game on Friday with Southridge.
And looking forward to that game. We're going to talk about Southridge in a moment. Darren Ward, the head coach for Boonville football here on the Boonville Football Show. And I'm Brad Klein on WREF. You know, talking about the Paoli game again, a 14-7 loss to start the season. Paoli, an extremely run-heavy team. That's no secret. You guys knew going in what they were going to do. They only completed one pass. But against a team like that, that is so run-heavy, what does that do for your defense as far as educating them, preparing them for the rest of the season to try and stop that run?
Well, you know, I thought we played well defensively, number
one.
I mean, I think, you know, when it was all said and done, I mean, they hit some critical plays and some certain down distance situations that extended a drive or two for them. But, you know, all in all, I thought we had a good game plan defensively. I thought we executed well, got off the field a couple times like we wanted to. And, you know, there at the end of the first half, you know, held them down inside the 10-yard line and kept them scoring there. So it's kind of one of those with our schedule here, the first part of it, you know we're going to have a tough test this week with Southridge. This is a run-heavy team. Then you get into the next week game with Heritage Hills that will mix the run and pass a lot. And then we're kind of North Knox and Linton. So the first half of our schedule of the season are pretty run-heavy type teams. So, you know, it kind of builds on each other and stuff. And, you know, that's an emphasis that we have in practice. And I think week in and week out with any football program and any team, you're always trying to, you know, contain or control the run game through your opponents and stuff. And that usually sets the tone of a game. But it's something we'll continue to work on. But I think it's something, you know, we show good signs, you know, the other night that we're fully capable of executing defensively to stop run games and always have a good game plan by our defensive coaches.
Again, this is week two of the Boonville Football Show. Getting ready for Southridge. We're going to talk about that game in a moment, but on the other side of this upcoming break with Darren Ward, the head coach, we're going to talk about a couple of guys that stuck out from week one going under the microscope on this roster right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Hey, fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza, too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, open 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance.
And even, shouldn't have parked under that tree insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
There are several ways to recognize athletes for their performance, and when it comes time to reward them for their efforts, think no further than Award World Trophies, the Tri-State Preferred Award Destination location. Award World Trophies carries a wide selection of plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons. Award World Trophies can also personalize and engrave names, schools, and information on the award. Stop by their showroom today and talk to the experts at Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here for week two of the Boonville Football Show. I'm Brad Klein with the head coach, Darren Ward, for the Pioneers trying to get their first win of the season the upcoming week against Southridge. That is in a couple of days on Friday night. We're going to talk about them in a moment. But first, let's put a bow on the last game against Paoli, 14-7, a loss. Yes, that's true. But like you said, coach, defensively, extremely strong start. So who stuck out on the defensive side of the ball for you that may have impressed you in the first game of the year?
Well, I think number one, our middle linebacker, Tanner Garrett, had a really solid game of kind of anchoring our defense there. And he had a big job all night of mainly tackling the fullback between the tackles. Played well. Mason Jones, sophomore for us, linebacker, had a excellent game as well. Very active defensively up front on the defensive line. Tyler Klainer, really active and made some big plays for us. He kind of worked back into the secondary. I thought Hunter Tyson, a new player for us that transferred in here from Castle at the beginning of the season, played really well at safety and was active, but also on the outside, Tyler Reinhart played well, physical kid, good size. Made some big plays off the edge. And Jordan Paul had been kind of suffering with a little bit of a back injury, had been limited with contact in practice the previous week, but King was cleared for Friday's game and thought he really played well and did a good job for us. But like I said, defensively, I thought we played really well in all phases of that aspect of it.
You mentioned Tyler Reinhart, and he played really three phases of this game, returning on special teams. You mentioned his success on defense, and then also caught for nearly 100 yards. What do you make of his performance in his first game as a senior?
Well, he's one of our top players. I mean, from an offensive perspective, he's got to have touches, and we look for, on our call sheet, it's, we want to get guys like him touches, and we've got certain plays and ways that we can do that where we can hand him the ball directly in the backfield, or we can throw it to him and stuff. And like you said, he had a big catch there late in the fourth quarter, like 70 yards from Grant Davis, to kind of get us back to a situation to make it the 14-7 game. He plays well. He's a team leader, great athlete, and we'll continue to kind of lean on him as we move forward through the season.
Yeah, we got to talk about the quarterback. That's the rules of sports radio, football specifically. Grant Davis, junior year, it begins with a 9-14 performance, more than 130 yards, and a touchdown in the air for him. And, of course, he did run a little bit, too, was pretty impressed with its legs. For him, a good start, but what do you need to see from him in week two to build upon week one?
Well, I just think kind of build on last week, the positives from that, especially throwing the ball. We need to be better early on in the game with just getting some throws for him. A lot of times it's situational type football where, sometimes those throws don't kind of dictate when they need to happen. But, he put the ball on the ground a little bit the other night, like we talked about earlier, and those are things that we can clean up a little bit with when we need to get ball snapped and just some of the mechanical aspects of running our offense. But, we expect big things from him, and he does a good job of communicating with everybody and getting everybody in the right position stuff. And, as he goes, we will go as a team offensively. And so we expect big things out of him and for him to continue to improve week in and week out.
Just got to get Grant Davis to get Tyler Reinhart the ball in open space. You get more 70-yard touchdowns, am I right?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no doubt about that. And that's the thing about Tyler Reinhart and Tyler Klainer and Noah McKinney and Jordan Pauls and stuff, we think they're playmakers and are a threat to score anytime they touch the football. So, Grant's got to have confidence in them, which I know he does, that you know, sometimes those 5-yard passes turn into 70-yard touchdowns.
And all this,
all
this translates into week two against South Ridge, 7:30 start on Friday. We're going to talk about that in a moment after this upcoming break. Boonville and South Ridge getting ready for that one on the Boonville Football Show right here on WREF. Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, open 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees. Plus, hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. And mouth-watering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
There are several ways to recognize athletes for their performance, and when it comes time to reward them for their efforts, think no further than Award World Trophies, the Tri-State preferred award destination location. Award World Trophies carries a wide selection of plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons. Award World Trophies can also personalize and engrave names, schools, and information on the award. Stop by their showroom today and talk to the experts at Award World Trophies, 700 North Wine Box, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Wrapping up shop here on the Boonville Football Show, week two with Darren Ward, the head coach. I'm Brian Klein, very happy to be with you. All right, coach, so all roads lead to South Ridge, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. This game is scheduled, but it's been really hot this week. Who knows what's going to happen with the kickoff time. For you and your group, how have you gone about preparing for this game with the heat?
Well, again, from a school corporation standpoint, number one, we're always putting athletes first, their health and safety and everything. And with the heat that we're having this week and stuff, we've pushed all of our outdoor activities and practices back to later start times. So, you know, we're going at 6 o'clock in the evening, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday here this week, and which is not a bad thing because you know that's typically when we're playing football games. So it'll be kind of neat to have some later practices, which will be kind of correspond with our kickoff time and stuff, but. You know, Southers is a physical football team. They come out and play hard. I know they're disappointed in how their effort probably last week against Heritage Hills, and we expect a different type of Southridge team than what we would have saw on film from them from the Heritage Hills game.
So that's an interesting wrinkle into this upcoming game, and you enlighten us there. But from an X's and O's standpoint, what does Southridge bring? Now they have a bit of a chip on their shoulder, but what are you trying to address the rest of your staff to try and counteract whatever they throw at you?
It's same old. I mean, we've got to control their run game and force them into throw-down situations. They've got an athletic quarterback that will run and pass both. Always a physical team. They're a staple for running off-tackle with buck sweep and mixing in different types of motions and stuff and do a really good job of executing their offense and hiding the football. A lot of counters coming back at you and things like that. But, I think the biggest thing anytime you play a Southridge team is how hard they play and the intensity that they play at. And that's something, you know, we're addressing with our team this week and we addressed last week with Paoli, how hard they'll play and their desire to want to win. So it's an intensity that we'll have to match this week on both sides of the football and it'll be a challenge for us, but I think our guys will respond to that challenge.
You know, real quick, Coach, I'm kind of curious. I want to turn the tables on you for a second because you mentioned Southridge coming into this game likely with a massive chip on their shoulder after the loss last week to Heritage Hills. Well, you got two 0-1 teams in this game on Friday. That's you and then Southridge. Do you feel that on your roster, in your locker room, the chip on the shoulder element of, hey, now we have something to prove after week one?
I think so, and that's a great analysis there too, and you know, we've not been 0-1 in a number of years, actually. First we've lost to Paoli since we started that series with them 4 or 5 years ago. So and with any football team, what you're really looking for is how much improvement do you see from that week one game to week two, because there's always kind of that unknown as you go into your opening game, and I think that's a challenge that everybody faces right now, especially if you lost your week one game. So you know, it's stuff we're addressing this week in practice and trying to get our intensity level up and our execution level down or up as well. And, you know, that's what we talk about each year, is the improvement you make from each week. And you know, we're constantly challenging our guys to step up their level of play and execution. And we challenge ourselves as coaches as well. I mean, we've all got to be a little bit better this week.
Now, Coach, you mentioned the idea that Boonville, your team, needs to stop the run against Southridge, something you did pretty well in week one against Paoli. I'll ask you about the other side of the ball. Offensively, what needs to happen for the Pioneers to find the end zone and to walk away from this upcoming game on Friday 1-1 on the year?
Well, like we start everything off with, we got to take care of the football and protect the football. We can't have turnovers like we did last week against Paoli. We've got to run the football better. I think we're a little stagnant at times throughout the game against Paoli. We have production, you know, first drive of the second half, too, of moving it and then kind of getting caught in a third and long situation and not being able to get executed and get first down. So, you know, we'll address that this week in practice and continue to get the ball in our playmakers' hands and continue to rely on Grant Davis to operate our offense. But, you know, we've got Tyler Reinhart's going to touch the ball. Tyler Cleaner's going to touch the ball. All of our other skill guys are going to be key elements that we've got to continue to work on.
That is the head coach for the Boonville Pioneers, Darren Ward, week two of the Boonville Football Show. Coach, really appreciate the time. Good luck on Friday against Southridge, and we're pulling for you here on The Ref and looking forward to doing this again same time next week.
All right, thanks. Thanks again.
You got it. With that, you've been listening to the Boonville Football Show. We'll see you next time on WREF.
You have been listening to the Boonville Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank. Award World Trophies owned by Evansville Estate Emporium. This show has also been brought to you by Pizza Chef, the Freeze Ice Cream, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. The Boonville Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.